Those are the runes of the oracle, the heart of this realm, Mother says. I stand beside one. Don't touch them, Mother warns. Why not? Felicity asks. You must understand how the magic of the realms works first, how to control it before you can let it live in you and use it on the other side. We could take this sort of power with us to our world, Anne says. Yes, but not yet. Once the order is re-established, they can teach you. It's not safe until then. Why not? I ask. It's been such a long time since the magic here has been used. There's no telling what could happen. Something could get out, or come in. They're humming, Felicity says. Their energy is very powerful, Mother says, making a cat's cradle from a skein of golden yarn. When I tilt my head one way, they seem almost to disappear. But when I turn my head another, I can see them rising up from the ground, more dazzling than diamonds. How exactly does it work? I ask. She snakes her fingers in and out of the yarn. When you touch the runes, it's as if you become the magic itself. It flows through your veins, and then you are able to do in the other world what you can do here in the realms. Felicity brings her hand ever closer to a rune. Strange, it stopped humming as I got near. I can't resist. I hold out my hand, not touching it, but near it. I'm seized by a rush of energy. My eyes flutter. The urge to touch the rune is overwhelming. Gemma! Mother barks. I pull my hand back quickly. My amulet glows. What was that? You are the conduit, Mother explains. The magic flows through you. Felicity's face clouds over, but an instant later she's wearing a ripe smile, thinking some naughty thought. She leans back on her elbows in the grass. Can you imagine it if we had this power at Spence? We could do as we wish, Anne adds. I'd have a closet filled with the latest fashions and loads of money, Pippa giggles. I'd be invisible for a day, Felicity adds. I wouldn't be, Anne says bitterly. I could ease Father's pain. I glance at Mother. Her eyes narrow. No, she says, unravelling a Jacob's ladder. Why not? My cheeks are hot. We'd be careful, Pippa adds. Yes, terribly careful, Felicity chimes in, trying to charm Mother as if she were one of our impressionable teachers. Mother crushes the yarn in her fist. Her eyes flash. Tapping into this power is not a game. It is hard work. It takes preparation, not the wild curiosity of over-eager schoolgirls. Felicity is taken aback. I bristle at this comment, at being chided in front of my friends. We are not over-eager. Mother places a palm on my arm, gives me a faint smile, and I feel churlish for having acted like such a child. When it is time. Pippa peers carefully at the base of a rune. What are these markings? It's an ancient language, older than Greek and Latin. But what does it say? Anne wants to know. I change the world. The world changes me. Pippa shakes her head. What does that mean? Everything you do comes back to you. When you affect a situation, you are also affected. M'lady! The knight has returned. He's brought out a lute. Soon he's serenading Pippa with a song about her beauty and virtue. Isn't he perfection? I think I shall die from happiness. I want to dance. Come with me. Pippa pulls Anne after her toward the dashing knight, forgetting all about the runes. Felicity brushes herself off and trails behind them. Are you coming? I'll be there in a moment, I call after her. Mother resumes her meticulous thread architecture. Her fingers fly, then stop. She closes her eyes and gasps as if she's been wounded. Mother, what's the matter? Are you all right? Mother? When she opens her eyes, she's breathing hard.
It takes so much to keep it away.
Keep what away?
The creature. It's still looking for us.
The dirty-faced girl peers out from behind a tree. She looks at my mother with wide eyes. Mother's face softens. Her breathing returns to normal. She's the commanding presence I remember bustling about our house, giving orders and changing place settings at the very last moment.
There is nothing to worry about. I can fool the beast for a while.
Felicity calls to me.
Gemma, you're missing out on all the sport.
She and the others are twirling each other about, dancing to the lute and the song. Mother starts to build a cup and saucer from her yarn. Her hands tremble.
Why don't you join them? I should like to see you dance. Go on then, darling.
Reluctantly, I amble toward my friends. Along the way, I spy the girl, still looking to my mother with her frightened eyes. There's something compelling about the child, something I feel I should know, though I can't say what.
It's time to dance!
Felicity takes both my hands in hers, twirling me around. Mother applauds us in our jig. The knight strums the lute faster and faster, egging us on. We're picking up speed, our hair flying, hands tight on each other's wrists.
Whatever you do, don't let go!
Felicity shrieks as our bodies lean back in defiance of gravity till we're nothing more than a great blur of colour on the landscape. The sky is a softer shade of night by the time we return to our rooms. Dawn is mere hours away. Tomorrow we'll have the devil to pay.
Your mother is lovely,
Anne says as she slips under her covers.
Thank you,
I whisper, running a brush through my hair. The dancing and the subsequent fall in the grass has left it tangled beyond hope, like my thoughts.
I don't remember my mother at all. Do you think that's terrible?
No, I say. Anne's nearly asleep, her words a low mumble.
I wonder if she remembers me.
I start to answer, but I don't know what to say to that. And anyway, it doesn't matter. She's snoring already. I give up on the brushing and slide under my own blankets, only to feel something crackle beneath me. I feel around with my hand and discover a note hidden in the covers. I have to take it to the window to read it.
Miss Doyle, you are playing a very dangerous game. If you do not stop now, I shall be forced to take action. I am asking you to stop while you can.
There's another word scribbled hastily, then crossed out.
Please.
He hasn't signed his name, but I know this is Kartik's work. I tear the note into tiny pieces. Then I open the window and let the breeze take it.